Good evening, Mr. City Council President. I salute you in your new role and welcome everybody who's here tonight. And respect for the new city councilors who are coming on board to be faced with something like this for their first meeting. And also thank you to members of city administration and people who are here from the school department. For the record, my name is Michael Zarum. I am a resident in Ward 2. I'm also very grateful that I got my primary education here in the city of Warwick, which was very basic fundamental education that prepared me for the rest of my life. I had stuff prepared to say tonight, and I'm going to change that a little bit after listening to everybody. I keep seeing the numbers jump around. When I look at the draft resolution, it's got this is a deficit, and that's the wrong word. It's a forecast deficit. It's not a deficit yet. And when I listen to Mr. Galligan, my understanding is that forecast deficit has now already been reduced from the $9 million that's stated in the draft resolution down to below $4 million. Is that correct, Mr. Galligan? Okay. I believe that's correct. It's less than $4 million now. So if anything, first, this resolution needs to be adjusted and have that value of $9 million changed. And also the math that is came up with that number, if you go by the numbers in the resolution, it's actually not $9 million. It's $9,001,149. So whoever did the resolution, the math isn't correct. But I think that should be updated to the figure that Mr. Galligan stated it's been reduced to. As far as budgets go, a lot of us know, some do, some don't. There are fixed budgets, there are variable budgets. Now, with running a school department in certain areas like children with special needs and special education, there may be costs in the future that aren't predictable. As some members testified, they may have to hire additional staff. Situations like that, there's usually not a fixed budget. It's usually a variable budget with a range. So if that wasn't done, I do think there's room for improvement here. Beyond that, and listening to everybody, I want to state emphatically that I oppose this resolution in its current form. I believe if it goes to the General Assembly in its current form, it will not pass. Based on what I've seen before, I saw a lot of opposition here tonight. I believe if it goes to the State House or the General Assembly in its current form, that you'll even have more opposition at the State House. I think what Mr. Cushman proposed, there are already laws on the book, on the current general laws, should be looked at as an option. One other option is a solution. Most of you know me that I'm always looking for solutions, would be if it goes to the General Assembly, it's got to go through committee, then it's got to go through House, it's got to go through Senate, then it's got to go to the governor. And Mr. Mayor said maybe several months. I think it'll take longer before a decision's made. And if this is so urgent, I think that we've got people in the school committee and the school department that should have more intimate knowledge that would not necessitate bringing in people from outside to figure out where this forecast deficit is coming from. Now, when I looked at the school committee's website, I see that there's somebody, Brandon Bowl, director of finance. And if the school department has a director of finance, I do think they should be brought before the city council or legislative committee to explain this forecast deficit or whatever you want to call it. I don't know if I would classify it as an emergency as opposed to urgent, because I don't see the school department as being insolvent at this point. They've identified something, they're working on it. What I think would be more productive is if people work as a team cooperatively, that's people on the city council, people in the school department, the school committee, city administration, and also people from the state auditor's office to make suggestions. I think there are several issues here. This is not just the budget. When you look at finances and how finances are controlled in any organization, I don't care if it's a high-tech company or a government organization, federal government, city government, state government, there are standard procedural ways to deal with how you manage your finances. And it goes well beyond budget managing. It's usually a complete financial management system. And when I use the word system, I don't mean just a computer system. I mean, what are the policies and procedures on how a budget is worked up, how it's followed, how it's tracked? If there is going to be an unfavorable variance in the future, how's it going to get corrected? And what's the reporting procedure for that so that everybody's informed and people as a team can work on it? With that, I would like it if the city council could not pass this tonight, perhaps hold it and look at these other solutions. Perhaps at the next city council, if this name that I see on the school department's website, Brandon Bull, is director of finance, that he has to come in and explain where this forecast deficit is coming from. If they have a number, they had to come up with a number somewhere. They should be able to track it. Beyond that, I did draft up formal comments, and I would like those to be entered into the record this evening. The memo that I wrote is addressed comments and requests. I don't have time to read it all, but I would appreciate everybody reading it and consider holding this resolution until the next city council meeting, going through the memo that I wrote. If you do want to send something to the State House, look at what I've wrote in this memo to improve the resolution so it's workable, more thorough. I also don't believe that the city administration should control this. I think it should be an external commission of overseers. And Mr. Ricks, I believe, did everybody get a copy of this? Yes, no? Okay, so I'll just mention this. One of the things I asked was to delete the heading Warwick Public Schools Budget Commission and make it more appropriate, replace with City of Warwick Fiscal Oversight Commission, because this is fiscal oversight. It goes well beyond the budget to how you manage finances. I see I'm on 2 minutes. Wow, you're correct. If you read through this, I've got other things in here, for example, where it says budget, that it should be budget and financial control system. It's changes like that. If you really want to make this work, the wording has to be appropriate. And I would hope that you would review all of this and go through everything that I have on here and consider amending the draft resolution to make it work for everybody that's a stakeholder in here. With that, I also want to say, I'm not going to have time to read this, but I would ask everybody to go through it. I'm here if you have any questions, feel free. I'm perfectly willing to share my years of experience in industry to get this on the right track and come up with an appropriate solution. And then also, if part of this variance or unfavorable variance turns out to be additional hiring in special ed, and
you have 1 minute, Mr. Zarum.
Thank you, Lynn. If this variance does turn out from additional hires for special ed, and the variance forecast is now down to around 3 million or between 3 and 4 million, I'd rather see the city come up with the additional funding rather than spend it on consultants, to spend it on additional staff for the school department so the children's needs can be taken care of. So please read through this. Please don't approve this tonight. Please consider all the different options I've asked you to consider. And let's go forward with the best path forward for all the stakeholders in the city. Thank you.
And then, is there any objection to Councilman Gebhardt reading in a short statement from a constituent? Seeing none, Councilman Gebhardt, fire away.
All right, thank you. We received a written comment from Ms. Barbara Walsh, who is a frequent flyer here, but had difficulty getting out tonight. So out of respect, wanted to read it into the record. I'm unable to attend tonight's meeting, but wanted to share my opinion about the School Finance Commission proposed for tonight's meeting. I am asking that you support this resolution and do all you can to hold the school committee and school department accountable for not adhering to their very generous budget. The cost of educating a student in Warwick is higher than most municipalities. The cost for teachers is more generous than most municipalities. And yet, taxpayers are rewarded for this generosity by student proficiency that is quite low and obviously not in the students' best interests. If this commission is established, please clarify tonight who is paying for its staff. Thank you, Barbara Walsh.
All right, last call for public comment, if anyone wants to speak.
Sean Rainey, Ward 1. I just want to reiterate a couple of things, and I think that Mr. Galligan has come forward and came up, has plans that do not require outside intervention. They have plans to bring the deficit in order, and do not think that it needs to have an outside commission that we don't know the cost of. When you get something for zero, you get zero. The old adage, you get what you pay for. So we have to watch out for that. Nobody's going to volunteer for this in-depth analysis of this budget to come up with a plan to satisfy $9 million or $6 million or $3 million, whatever it is at this point. I think we just need to give them another month or two and let them come up with their plan and bring it to the order of the general and let it play out. I think they're doing due diligence. I've seen some school committees that have been terrible in the past, and I think this school committee and administration, for the most part, has been forthright and honest in their due diligence of doing their duties. As for the four new members, how would you like the state to come in and say, you have to pay the deed, the due of the past committees with their budgets? Would you like somebody coming in and holding your feet to the fire when you had no input on the past? Let these people work for what they've been elected to do. The people elected them, let them work. With oversight, they have a great plan. I think it's a good plan to work with all of you, work with the mayor's office, get this stuff in order, and I think it'll work out if you give them the chance. So I'm asking you to reject this motion, this resolution, and let them work on their budget. Thank you.
Jeremy Langell, Ward 5. I can't believe I got back in time. I got the kids showered and fed. And so I will say this, it's really important, right, that they see this process. And that was something we got to talk about too, even when we got home as we were watching public comment about how important it is to do this. So I'm glad we get to do it. Very quickly, because you all have been here the entire time. For me, this is a definite no vote for a variety of reasons, which have already been said, mostly along the lines of the responsibility for the school needs to stay with the school. A lot of the public comment I've heard tonight hasn't really emphasized the most important thing to me, which is our children and the education they receive. And I want that left in the hands of our administration and our teachers and our school committee. It was just no disrespect to the city council or to the mayor. But at the end of the day, we had that separation of power for a reason. And if there was, if it felt like folks weren't cooperating, then I would completely understand. I really would. But that is not what it feels like here. We've already heard the more accurate language of a forecast deficit. So I think we need to take steps here that model the respect for the separation of power, for collaboration, right? And for me, not just because, I mean, you met my kids tonight, but they're my priority, but not just those two. Every child in Warwick is my priority. And I want to make sure that ultimately those decisions about whether or not we're staffing for kids who need IEPs or we're staffing for kids who need multi-language assistance, all those things, that needs to stay with the school department. Thank you.
So last call for any comments or questions from members of the public. Seeing none, do we have a motion to close the public comment for the evening? Motion made, Councilman Lattiser, seconded, Councilman Gebhardt, Councilman Foley, Councilman Ricks. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Ayes have it. So the public comment portion of the evening is now closed. So first thing, some housekeeping. We have, at least on my end, several amendments to introduce, just as one that simply formalizes what's already been discussed as the intent of the proposed legislation, specifically it seeks to memorialize that CBAs will be left untouched, the existing ones, that the duty to bargain will not be eliminated by the commission, that school department personnel will not be hired or terminated, and that projects funded by bond proceeds, such as the new high schools, will not be impacted. It also does some clarifications elsewise, and so, Solicitor, would your preference be that it get moved and then we read them out? Would someone be so kind as to move the amendment for the purposes of discussion? Councilman Ricks, do we have a second? Councilman Napa? So then I'll defer to the solicitor.
Yeah. So Councilman Ricks, on behalf of the council president and seconded by Councilman Napa, has asked for an amendment in multiple parts, and I'll try and describe them briefly. All of the proposed amendments for this particular amendment are pertaining to the, all but one of them is pertaining to the, all of them are pertaining to the ask of the legislature, so it's not in the whereases or be it resolved clause. These are all changes proposed to the general law that is being asked to be enacted. So the first one would be on in the proposed 45.9.1-1 in the subsection C, which is on line 19 of page 2. It would put in a clause that reads, notwithstanding any other provision of law to the contrary, comma, and then change the uppercase A to a lowercase a in the word action. The intent of this is to make clear that that the authorization being granted here is unquestioned as it relates to any conflicting piece of law to the contrary. The second amendment is to, in the proposed 45.9.1-3, in B7, to insert the word financial before the word performance, so as to make this clause read, compel operational, financial performance, or forensic audits, or any other similar assessments. The third piece of this amendment is to add a new proposed section 5 relative to exemptions. So this would add a new section that would be part of the proposed law, would be 45.9.1-5 exemptions. A, nothing in this chapter shall authorize the Warwick Public Schools Budget Commission to, and there are four pieces to this. Number one, reject or alter any existing collective bargaining agreement currently in effect. Number two, eliminate the duty to bargain as provided in Chapter 9.3 of Title 28. Number four, hire or terminate school department personnel. Number four, impact projects funded by bond proceeds or make any decisions related thereto, including but not limited to construction of new high schools. The final amendment is in the section directing the clerk, we would be to add the House Committee on Education and the Senate Committee on Education so that these chairs and clerks of these committees would also receive a copy of this resolution along with the members of the Warwick General Assembly delegation alongside the House and Senate Finance Chairs and the House and Senate Chairs of the and clerks of the Housing and Municipal Government Committees. That is the conclusion of the amendment. If I answer any questions that councilmen may have.
And for what it's worth, my understanding is the administration found these proposed changes acceptable, although if I'm incorrect in any regard, do not hesitate to correct me.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, and Councilman Gebhardt, your hand was up.
Sorry.
All right, no worries. Good. So procedurally right now, there's a motion. Councilman Napa?
Just one question, well, two questions rather. I just want to clarify that the members of the WISE Union are covered under that 45-9.1-5 subsection 4, that the hiring and firing of school department personnel shall be, well, they will not have the authority to do that, and the WISE Union is covered under that provision. So their employment is safe relative to the commission.
The language as presented covers any school department personnel. So if it falls under the purview of the department, that those personnel are covered. So, yes.
Okay. I would also like to, can I propose a change to one of the subsections?
So.
Is it, to change something that he's proposing or to add something else?
To add something into what the council president is suggesting.
If it's, it may be easier procedurally to address it as a subsequent amendment, but.
It would just be to add in that relative to the CBA, that they can't amend, change, or cancel any of the existing CBA. Presumably, we don't know how long this budget commission is going to be in place, and if a new CBA is going to come into play that is negotiated and entered into, that they can't change or alter or amend any subsequent CBA as well. Or ratified contract, rather.
I mean,
if that situation arises, and it may not, but I think it's reasonable to foresee that it's a possibility that could happen.
So that would be, that would require the commission staying in existence for 2 years or more.
And hopefully it doesn't even come into fruition, but it's not outside of the realm of possibilities that it could.
So given that this may substantively change it, perhaps it is better to conclude this amendment and you'd be a bit, able to further clarify that as a subsequent one, unless you know members want to do a secondary. It gets complicated if we do secondary amendments to the underlying amendment.
Yeah, and I recognize that this is an unlikely scenario, but lawyers deal in unlikely scenarios. It's what we do.
He's not wrong. Mayor, you had gotten up. Do you want to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, could we accomplish that by striking the word existing?
Yeah.
I hate to simplify things for you attorneys, but
it would require there are ways to delete rather than add. It would also probably need to strike the limitation to the currently in effect language as well.
Well, we would have no objection to that.
You want to just do one and then do the other for the purpose of keeping it clean?
Are there any other member comments or questions as it pertains to the Sinapi amendment in its current form before we get into a potential secondary?
Councilman Gebhardt?
I've had a moment to formulate my question. So is a fair amount of the objection we heard from the public tonight was related to removing the authority of the school committee. And so is it fair to say that even if this commission were put in place, that the school committee still has a substantial authority in that they are still the overseers of all hire fire personnel, as well as the negotiation of future contracts, while they may take into account recommendations, proposals, or budgetary limitations put on them by the commission, that power would still rest with the school committee. Is that a fair interpretation of how that would practically function?
Generally speaking, yes. The commission is only being given the itemized powers and duties in Section 3 of this bill. The additional clarifications that are part of this amendment and are intended to further guide that the things that are not there are not there. So if it's not something that's derived explicitly from B1 through 7 of Section 3, and then further blocked by this addition, that's basically the framework of what this commission can do. It is providing guidelines subject to the Auditor General's role to exit this commission, but it is not necessarily overriding all actions of the school committee.
But the commission would have the authority to essentially put the school committee into a position where their budget had been altered to a point where they could not achieve it without making either contractual or employment concessions, because ultimately the power of the purse will reside in the commission.
I think this speaks to some of your earlier points this evening, whereby they are given powers in a limited way, and in that manner it is not able to touch collective bargaining agreements and to hire and fire. So the power of the commission is to try and squeeze what they have in a limited section of the budget, as you previously noted.
Yeah. Okay.
But also to guide a longer term plan. So it's not necessarily the powers that is being executed by this potential new body, but it's also their ability to help formulate a multi-year plan that could potentially be achieved through subsequent actions of the school committee, the department, the unions, and others.
Okay. Thank you.
Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. We have a lot of members from the public who often aren't at these meetings, and otherwise, just to clarify for those watching, a couple of very quick items. So perhaps with very few exceptions, such as the hiring of the superintendent, the school committee doesn't do the hiring. It's the superintendent that tends to have that power. There may be some exceptions to that. Obviously, the members of the school committee would know better than me as to those. And procedurally, just to make clear as to how I will vote, even if I do not support the underlying resolution here, if there are amendments that tend to, in my opinion, improve what's in front of us, I'm going to vote in favor of those amendments. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on the proposed amendments? Councilman DeLuise?
Yes, if I may, I'd like to make an amendment to the mayor's proposal, if I could.
So first, we're going to finish addressing the current proposed amendment one way or another, up or down, and then absolutely yes. So is there anything else for this particular proposed amendment?
So just to be clear for members of the council and those at home, the motion before you that has been seconded is the amendments that I read into the record does not yet include any other changes. We can come back to whatever the body decides thereafter, but this is on the Sinapi amendment.
All right, so seeing no further questions or comments, clerk will call the roll on the proposed amendment.
Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt? Yes. Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lazza?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Namba?
Yes.
Mr. Rich?
Yes.
And yes to amend.
All right. So now we're working off of the proposed resolution and legislation as amended. And so, Councilman Napa, do you want to do yours? And then we'll go to Councilman DeLuise.
I'd like to propose, I'd like to propose an amendment to the newly amended section 45-9.1-5, subsection 2. Is that right, Mr. Solicitor?
I think you're speaking to number one, but if you want to get a second and on the motion relative to the issue of current versus future CBAs.
Yes.
So is there, would be, someone would like to second this amendment for discussion?
Second by Councilman Ricks. Councilman Foley.
Thank you.
Since you don't have it in front of you, I'll just read the provision again. This, now that as part of this is 45-9.1-5 exemptions, sub A says nothing in this chapter shall authorize the Warwick Public Schools Budget Commission to, and it has four itemized things. The thing that you are focused on is number one, reject or alter any existing collective bargaining agreement currently in effect. It seems like if we delete existing as well as currently in effect and pluralize agreement, you could make the sentence read, reject or alter any collective bargaining, actually we don't need to pluralize agreement, any reject or alter any collective bargaining agreement. Is that the intent of your amendment?
I think that gets it, yeah.
Okay, so.
So are there any questions or comments on Councilman Napa's proposed amendment? Right, seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lazza?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ray?
Yes.
All right, now Councilman DeLuise.
Yes, I'd like to make an amendment to the mayor's proposal, if this is possible, to increase the commission to a four appointed person as well as three other persons consisting of a person from the teachers union, the superintendent, and someone from the school committee. So instead of five, make it seven. And this, I know people are worried about the mayor's power grab and all that, but I think seven people making decisions, three of them who are in the the school arena, it may be more amenable to everyone.
All right, so sorry to stop you, but before we can discuss and get into the rationale, we need a second on the motion. So seconded by Councilman Ricks, Councilman Foley. All right, feel free to continue. Sorry.
I'm sorry?
Feel free to continue now. We just needed someone to second it so we could actually discuss it like you were doing.
Okay. No, I think that, everybody's worried about, the power that of one commission to have, but I think if you spread it out and you have an advocate from the teachers union, superintendent, someone from the school committee, they can discuss. And they can, the people that are going to be overlooking the finances, hopefully that they can find where the problems are and may put at ease the minds of the people that are in the school department. I don't know, may work.
So to formalize your amendment, Councilman, just so I understand it right, you would look to change the composition, which is section two of the bill, a proposed bill, to expand from 5 to 7 of the total members.
Yes.
Change 3 of which to be 4 of which with the mayor and the council, with council approval. So it's changing 3 to 4 in that aspect, and then adding a designee of Warwick Teachers Union.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
And so, yeah, thus far we've been looking at the mayor first on the proposed amendment. So, Mayor, do you have any thoughts?
Well, a couple of objections. Making it 7 members, it's getting cumbersome, and it's going to be hard to find 5 qualified people. I'm not in favor of the union getting a seat, although the school committee chair or the superintendent could appoint someone from there if they felt it was useful.
All righty. Any members of the council, Councilman Gephardt?
Yeah, I would have a similar sentiment. I mean, I'll start by saying I think this thing only works if both unions, the school committee, the administration, and the city work together. That said, I am comfortable with the composition as it stands. And I agree that we've heard concern about the cost to impanel such a commission. B, we want them to move expeditiously. I think a smaller number of members will move quicker than a larger number and likely at less cost. And C, I think that representation from the school side can be enabled by the appointments that already exist for the superintendent and for the school committee. So for that reason, I would be in opposition to this.
Any other questions or comments from members of the council? Councilman Lazar?
Just for the record, Mr. President, I would concur with Councilman Gebhardt's conclusion. Thank you.
Yeah, for what it's worth, I too tried to add another person, in fact, the Auditor General, but he turned me down for a good reason. It would have been a conflict because he's responsible for approval power down the line. Any other members of the council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Sinabi?
No.
Mr. DeLuise?
I'm sorry, what will we...
On
my own amendment? Well, I'd have to say yes.
No.
Mr. Gephardt?
No.
Mr. Curry?
No.
Mr. Lazar?
No.
Mr. Buna?
No.
Mr. Napa?
No.
Mr. Reyes?
No.
All right, so currently we still have before us the resolution and legislation as amended by myself and Councilman Napa. Do we have any other questions or comments on such as it's in its amended form? And any other proposed amendments? Councilman Lattiser.
I don't have any proposed amendments, Mr. Chair. I'd make a motion for favorable action as amended.
All right, so before that, we'll make sure everyone has a chance to speak. So is everyone done with their comments? We're all good?
I wouldn't mind making a comment.
And what'd you say, Councilman Gephardt? I apologize.
I wouldn't mind making a comment.
Go for it.
All right. here's what I'd say. First off, I want to thank Chairman Galligan for stepping up and being the only one here tonight to represent the schools during. And Mr. Wiggins and Ms. Kirbychek. But I did not see you at the mic taking arrows, in fairness. while none of these three created this situation directly, I think Chairman Galligan's leadership and willingness to tackle these issues head on is something that deserves our respect. On the points that Mr. Cushman raised, I think I appreciate his comments about a fiscal overseer, but I'm not convinced that our current position, while far from ideal, constitutes the type of emergency envisioned in that legislation. No doubt it's serious, but we still have an opportunity to address these challenges. The way I look at what we can do tonight is more of a belt and suspenders type approach, right? And Councilman Muto alluded to this, or maybe not alluded, but spoke directly to this earlier, is that we have confidence that you all are doing the work today and will continue to do the work to close this gap. That said, we didn't arrive here because the House was in order. And you're coming here, and we're here where we are tonight because we're in a very serious situation that deserves serious attention. So I think the prudent action for us is to move this forward, but to continue the collaborative approach with the school committee and with the school administration, while also focusing on bringing in resources that clearly their budget today does not support, and that we can gain access to through the outreach that that the mayor's been doing, that we all will do to get the best and the brightest on our team to help us navigate through this and to a better place in the future. So. I, for one, am happy with where we have arrived at the end of this. I do not think it is a silver bullet, but it is a step forward. Thank you.
Do any other members of the council want to last
Mr. word? President, I just make a point that I have a motion and a second.
Yep. But we have several people who haven't spoken at all, haven't had a chance to, and others who still have time to speak. Councilman Napa.
Just a caveat off of Councilman Gebhardt's comments directed towards the school committee. We do applaud your actions to this point, and we really respect you coming up here, especially Mr. Galligan taking the peppering that he did from all of us on behalf of the administration. And looking at this in the most favorable light, I truly hope that you all can work together and work with the administration and work with us to find a way through this, and that the actions we're taking here tonight, or potentially we'll take here tonight, are largely never going to be realized. And I have faith in, and nor do I want to usurp your authority as elected officials, and I have faith in your drive to make a resolution to this problem. But I think this is a prudent approach to have a backstop, just in case we can't. And I think that we can make great steps working together for it, and I'm looking forward to working with all of you. And again, I thank you all for coming here tonight.
Any other members of the council? All right, so I guess I'll finally speak on this, seeing as I've held my tongue long enough. So most people have no idea what's been going on the past week. And I know I'm not alone on this, but I've spent 30 or 40 hours of my time working on this. It's been definitely been a wild ride. Those who have praised Chairman Galligan for his participation here tonight, I assure you his participation elsewise has been above and beyond. This would be a far less collegiate scenario that we're in right now, but for his actions, he's been phenomenal. The school department has similarly been at our beck and call when it comes to questions. They've both pledged to and have delivered on doing basically anything asked of them to help resolve this. And I mean, you wouldn't have to come to the meetings for that long to realize that there used to be deep animosity between the two bodies, like incredibly deep, like it was bad. Since this crisis was announced and everything started happening in rapid fire, there's been unparalleled cooperation between us, like more than I've ever seen or even heard of, frankly, in the city. So from my perspective, and why I spent so much time on this is because I've been trying to basically play the role of mediator and also finding something that works both short-term and long-term. Because we do have the time factor, whether or not people want to claim that it's a power grab or anything else, you're welcome to claim whatever you want. The reality is a state employee who's tasked with these sort of things came forward and said, there is in fact a time factor. This is in fact the prudent course of action. So those things are kind of undeniable. He has no reason to be biased. He's not appointed by the mayor or any of us. We have to take his advice on its face. Same with the prior auditor general. He's in a similar boat. But there's ways that this can be done that's not necessarily damaging. Because the legislation is drafted how it is, we're not necessarily in a bad spot, because in theory, the school department and school committee can have everything resolved before the commission even begins to exist. And if they aren't able to do that, then the worst case scenario, they gain free expert help to fix it. I don't see that as a bad thing. I don't see any version of that as bad, especially with the protections we made clear tonight via the amendments. So while some might think this is somehow a negative or a black mark by pushing this to the General Assembly, I strongly disagree, both by the actions that have already happened and the actions proposed. Like, people don't realize the amount of collaboration, not only that occurred, but it's now going to occur. In fact, you're probably going to get sick of it, because they'll likely be coming to meetings frequently, and we'll be like going to their meetings. We might have a joint meeting or more joint meetings. So it's a lot. It's a kind of a dawn of a new age for the city in a good way. And for all those who want fiscal oversight and accountability and transparency, I mean, this checks all the boxes and then some. So I don't see any negatives there. And one thing that wasn't stressed enough and why this is so critical is the bond rating issue. So right now we're dealing with something that's very frustrating, very disappointing. Nobody's happy about it. No side is thrilled about the current circumstances. If the bond rating was downgraded, we're not looking at a frustration, an aggravation, or a difficulty. We're looking at a catastrophe. That's not something that we could potentially remedy. We might just be out of luck at that point. So by having this set up the way we do, not only do we signal to bond raters that we are not asleep at the helm, we are not just letting these problems accrue, we're actively taking a role in addressing the issues. These are all good things, and hopefully prevent any bond rating hit. And by having it lined up the way we do, we don't have to worry about, well, you know, we waited another month and it turns out something else came up and now it's not resolvable. So now we have to start the process, but then it's too late. That's not really an option. And when I complained about how much time I was sinking into this, jokingly, to the mayor, he correctly pointed out that he has spent infinitely more time on this, him and his staff. So yes, you all are correct when people said this isn't a new or emergent issue, right? Because they've been working on it for some time, just like Chairman Galligan has, just like the school department has. And it's simply a fact that at least some of, if not most of, that remains to be seen for sure, of the reason we're here is because of prior iterations of the committee and or department. So people are right when they say it's unfair to burden the current department and committee with the totality of the problem. It's just not a fair accusation or conclusion. I'm hoping that people have realized that by now. It certainly seems, at least based on the council, that a minimum, a majority of us are fully aware of it, which I still can't get over how this is like night and day as compared to prior council relations with the school committee and department. We were passing like, not censure motions, but motions of no confidence against the school superintendent and their finance officer before. And now that's not even, like, no one's even mentioned that. In fact, everyone's just talking about working together.
It can't be understated that also the General Assembly is a further check on this. So there's no guarantee that it passes there. If they find issue with it, it likely won't. If they think it's a good idea, then it will. It's just that simple. If people still disagree with the content of this, they are more than welcome and feel free to be encouraged, in fact, to lobby the General Assembly accordingly. But I think this walks a delicate balance as written between doing something that, frankly, none of us want to do. I certainly don't, because some of the same things that members of the public said here tonight are the same things I've been saying for a week. How, if it can happen at the school committee, it can happen to any elected official, anybody, where and on a whim, these things can change. But it's important to note, this wasn't a whim. This was weeks in the making where they tried to resolve it, all parties, and realized they were felt left with little other option. And I think it's fair to say that, I mean, I'm confident that this will get resolved within the next few months, one way or another. I hope it will not necessitate a commission, but I'm not going to be disappointed if it does, because again, free expert help, or by free, I mean not paid for by the school department, is not something I'm opposed to, especially when, I mean, if the rules were reversed, I would very much like free expert help for the city. So I just don't see it as a bad thing. People can spin it however they want, but it doesn't make it right. So Councilman Lattiser has moved and was seconded and called the vote. So clerk, please do the roll.
Yes.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Mr. Furby.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser.
Yes.
Mr. Muto.
Yes.
Mr. Napa.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
No.
Yes, one no.
So that concludes our business. Do we have a motion to adjourn? Motion made and seconded. All in favor? All opposed? Motion carries. We stand adjourned.